of songs that are up here all the time. But when I was on my space shuttle mission, my two wake-up songs were All Because of You by U2 and Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz. Over. Well, I heard about your camp, and I think it's a wonderful thing. And the only thing I would say is you are basically on a spaceship right now. You're on a spaceship we call Earth that's traveling through the solar system and traveling through the universe. And it's something that we really need to take care of because it's all that protects us from the harshness of space. And so I know that's part of your camp, and I would just say keep taking care of Spaceship Earth. Over. Well, thanks, Leonardo. You know, it's hard sometimes to live up here. This is a wonderful, wonderful place, but it's challenging, too. And so the important thing is to work together as a team, and when members of the team need help, we help them out. So it's just one of the parts of living together and working together and accomplishing great things is you have to be able to work together as a team. Over. Well, that's a very, very good question. I'm not sure. I miss a lot about nature. I miss, smelling the flowers and feeling the wind, the breeze. Obviously, I miss my family. I miss going to the beach. There's a great many things that I miss about nature. The animals. So I think it would be hard for me to pick just one. But, we have a beautiful, wonderful planet, and I'm looking forward to returning soon. Over. Well, it is whatever temperature we want to make it inside the ISS. We have temperature controls, and we keep it very comfortable inside. Outside the space station, if you are in the shade, it is approximately minus 250 degrees Fahrenheit. If you're in the sun, it's about positive 250 degrees Fahrenheit. So there's a great difference depending on whether or not you're in sunshine. Over. Well, Mark, that's one of the things that we miss, occasionally having some rain, but although we don't get to experience being in the rain, we see lightning storms and other storms on the Earth. We can see them from up here, and they're very, very beautiful, actually, from up here, especially lightning, that we see at night as we go by. So we kind of experience it in a way. Over. Well, Manuel, I do not know the answer to that question. I do not think it does. I don't think it grows any faster, but I could be wrong. I don't know if there's been any research into that. Over. Yes, I think it does happen a little bit, and that's because when you're in zero G, when you're in a weightless environment, the fluid in your body shifts and becomes more evenly dispersed in your body, as opposed to on Earth, the gravity pulls fluid towards your feet. And so your head feels very full sometimes, which affects how you smell. Very good question. Over. Well, the best way to relax up here is to simply look out the window and to look at our beautiful Earth. That's a wonderful thing to do. We have some great windows on the